Archers for the week 10th to 15th October 2004.
Feathers are being ruffled at Willow Farm.
Gentle with him, Phoebe. That's it. So what do we do? Just lower him into the water?
That's right.
Oh, no, Alfred, stop it!
Hold him round the wings, Phoebe.
Alfred, you're splashing me.
Oh, no!
Careful! What did I tell you? There, that's better. Oh, sorry, Emma.
No, it's my fault.
He hasn't spoilt your outfit, has he?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Make sure you don't get his head in the suds, Phoebe. Alfred's not going to win anything with sore eyes.
When are they on show?
Next Sunday, but we have to clean them early so they have time to re-oil their feathers. Here, Phoebe, give his feet a scrub with a toothbrush. That's it. So, you were saying, Emma?
What was that?
You spoke to your mum yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a good time?
Yeah, it sounded like it. Mum reckons the caravan would fit into the room they've got.
Oh, so it's a nice hotel then.
Very grand. It used to be the country home of some Victorian businessman or something.
Well, I'm pleased your mum's having a good birthday. She deserves a break.
Yeah. You know, Dad ordered room service yesterday so they wouldn't have to get out of bed.
Mm. Make sure you clean under his feet as well, Phoebe.
I am.
Mum's had a facial done in the spa.
Oh, she must feel like royalty.
Yeah, queen for the weekend.
I should say so. And you're going up in the world too.
How do you mean?
Being invited to Sunday lunch at the Aldridges.
Oh, right.
You do look nice.
Thanks. That's something, I suppose.
Well, what's the matter? You're not nervous, are you?
I'm terrified.
Oh. Debbie, is that you?
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, you'll do. I need your help.
Oh, well, be quick. I'm on my way out.
Now, six across, Adam. The mother of all ships we hear. It's nine letters.
What?
Begins with M.
A crossword?
First, I thought it might be Mayflower, but it doesn't fit. What ships can you think of?
Sorry, haven't a clue.
I never normally do these things, but now I've started it.
Look, I've got to go.
Why? Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Well, Patrick from the Fruit Co-op's coming to look at the strawberry beds.
Oh, but he was due next week.
Yeah, well, he was meant to be coming on Tuesday, but he's got a meeting.
So he's coming on Sunday instead?
Well, he wants to see the tunnels while the polythene's still up over the Everbearers.
Oh, right. Well, fair dues.
See you then.
Adam?
Yes?
Actually, do you know where Debbie is?
Out spraying, I think.
Yes, well, busy time. Tell me if he's getting on top of you.
We're across it, don't worry.
Because it can be stressful. I know that as well as anyone.
We're both fine. Just getting on with it.
Good. Good. Well, off you go then. Patrick will be waiting.
So when's Kenton getting back from Australia?
Tomorrow.
And he's bringing his little girl with him?
That's right.
She's only tiny, isn't she?
Three or four, I think.
Oh, that's a long journey to take a small child on. I think Alfred's dry now, Phoebe.
As long as Mary was here, Kenton's going to be working part-time.
Pop him in his box, then. Good girl. Oh, dear Emma, you have been dumped in it since you got back, haven't you?
Just a bit. The tent we've got in finishes on Saturday, too.
Oh, so you've got to find someone else?
Yeah, and knowing Kenton, it won't be regular hours.
Well, surely he should sort it out himself, then.
Mr. Woolley wants me to do it.
Oh. Hey, yeah, why don't you ask your mum? She was only saying the other day she needed something to tide her over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while she's looking for something to replace the school job.
I hadn't thought of that.
It might make sorting the hours out easier for you. You should ask her.
Oh, Emma, there you are.
Hi, Will. Come in.
Oh, hi, Missy. Where'd you get to? I thought you were just checking up on Chris.
Sorry, we got chatting.
Oh, Christopher's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure he hadn't crashed the caravan.
Oh, come on, we're late.
Okay.
Mike got him out on the site yesterday.
Yeah, he told me.
Said he was a big help mixing cement and stuff.
Wouldn't expect that to last too long.
Well, he's busy with his barrier training. He's waiting for his interview, isn't he?
Oh, I've no idea.
Oh.
Let me get my coat on.
And I see he's playing Peter Cratchit.
Oh, don't you? An audition because Amy's in it.
Ready?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, sorry, Betty. It's just
rude. No, don't let me hold you up.
Right. Well, wish me luck.
Oh, what are you talking about? There's no need to worry.
Are you nervous?
A bit.
You get on with Jennifer.
No, but it's Brian. Well, come on then.
Well, what about him?
Well, he's your boss, isn't he?
Well, I wouldn't worry about Brian Aldridge, love. You'll be fine.
Jenny, Will and Emma are here. Look, please go in.
Cheers, Brian.
Thanks.
Jenny!
Oh, he said we were late.
Oh, we are. I think she must be laying the table. Do have a seat.
This was the time you were expecting us.
Sorry?
I mean, we're not early, are we?
Oh, no. 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, we're not running a strict clock here today, though. Jenny was a bit late back from church.
Good.
Anyway, what can I get you to drink? We've got most things. Wine, gin, sherry? Do people your age drink sherry anymore?
Oh, yeah, sherry would be great, Brian.
Okay. What about you, Emma?
Well, I prefer something non-alcoholic, if you don't mind.
No, but of course. Well, actually, we haven't got much in here. There's this tonic water.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure?
Yeah.
Right, you are.
Emma, you don't like tonic water.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So, how are you getting on in the cottage?
Why did you ask for it, then?
Good, thank you. Really pleased with the furniture.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a few bits and pieces we're still waiting for.
I thought Jeff did a good job with the paintwork.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Right, here you are.
Brian, I don't suppose you've got anything else.
Well...
It's just Em doesn't like tonic.
Oh.
Really, it's fine.
Have you got any lemonade or fruit juice?
Yes, if that's what you prefer.
Oh, no.
Emma?
Yes, come on, have what you want. We've got some apple juice in the kitchen, I think.
Well, if you don't mind.
No, you should have said. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. What did you have to embarrass me like that for?
Like what?
I don't hate tonic water that much. I would have just drunk it.
Well, no, you don't have to. Well, what's the problem? Just chill, will you?
Ah, Adam.
Brian.
How'd it go with your strawberry fella?
Great. I think it went really well.
Oh, yes?
I mean, Patrick couldn't say anything for definite, and, well, touch wood and all that. But I reckon we got a good chance of getting a contract.
Fingers crossed, then.
Yeah, absolutely. He liked the look of the planting beds, and he was impressed with how much fruit we've still got on the everbearers.
Right.
Not sure what he thought of the pickers' caravans. And he'd like to see us install a proper toilet and shower block, of course.
Of course.
But I told him we already had plans to upgrade the facilities. Apart from that, he was extremely positive.
Great. Will and Emma are here, by the way.
Ah, OK. I did have to tell him that we were going to extend the covered area.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I know we haven't agreed on it for definite, but I had to say something.
Adam.
The contract depends on that extra hectare.
Adam, I'm pulling your leg. I know what this business is like. You're always having to make promises before you're certain you intend to keep them.
Well done.
So...
So what?
Well, are we agreed? We're going to extend the covered area, then?
Adam, I'm entertaining guests.
You must have made your mind up by now.
We'll discuss this later.
All right. I need to hear is a yes. Come on, you can't say anything else, can you? All my figures add up. We had a good first crop. It'll be even better next season.
Okay, yes.
Fantastic.
Now, can I get back to Will and Emma?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Dad.
Can I just get put on?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Debs.
Sounds like congratulations are in order.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess so.
Well done. Wish I could get decisions out of him that easily.
Sorry to leave you for so long. There's your juice, Emma.
Thank you.
I got held up to meet with Adam.
No worries.
Sherry, wasn't it? So, Emma.
Yes, Mr. Brian.
I'm enjoying being married to this young chap.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Treating you properly, is he?
Of course. I treat you more than proper, don't I?
Yeah, he's wonderful.
I'm sure he is.
It's all been such a whirlwind, though.
Oh? How do you mean?
Well, what with Will getting the job, the wedding and the baby, and the new house.
Well, yeah, I suppose it has all come in a bit of a rush for you, hasn't it?
Not that I'm ungrateful. I mean, it's terrific. Never dreamed 6 months ago that things would be going so well.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't it? More than I ever hoped for. Not that I'm pleased that Greg... Well, you know, I'd rather that he...
Oh, it's all right, Emma. I know exactly what you mean. There you are.
Oh, tap.
You shouldn't feel guilty that everything's fallen into place for you.
No, I suppose not.
Well, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Oh!
Whoops, Daisy.
Sorry. Should have been a bit more careful.
Oh, don't be silly. I shouldn't have left the papers there.
Clumsy me.
I'll do it. Oh, I don't suppose you could help me with a clue in the crossword. You've been bugging me all morning.
You don't know.
Now, where is it?
I'm not much cop at that sort of thing.
Here we are. Now, the clue is mother of all ships we hear. 9 letters.
Titanic?
Mm-mm, starts with M. I thought perhaps the first ship bit might be Noah's Ark, but... I've tried Mayflower and Mary Rose.
Oh, sorry. It's beyond me.
Oh, well.
Matriarch? The mother of all ships. Matriarch.
You know, you might be right. Yes. Yes, it fits. Oh, well done, Emma. Where's my pen?
Well, Em.
Brian got the arc bit.
I wouldn't have sold it without you, though. There we are. Oh, I'm well on the way now.
Never knew you were good at crosswords.
I'm not.
God, if I ever attempt one of these things again, I'll know where to come.
Is it because of the graminicide I put on the wheat? Are you still annoyed with me about that?
How many times? It's done now.
Well, you're upset about something.
Madam, honestly, I'm not.
I mean, you always knew Brian was going to say yes to the expansion. He just enjoys making me dangle.
You don't need to tell me what Dad's like.
Then what was that comment about him making quick decisions?
All right, I'm sorry. It was a flippant remark. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go and saddle up Tolly before lunch.
So you're really not annoyed about my contract?
No! Why on earth would I be annoyed about more revenue coming into the farm? It's just been a long week. I'm sorry I'm not dancing on the rooftops for you.
But you're not, though, are you?
Oh, madam.
I just don't like it when there's this, well, tension between us.
You're the only one who's tense.
I thought we were meant to be showing a united front.
Look, would it make you feel better if I congratulated you properly? Is that what you want?
It would be nice to know that we're on the same side.
All right, then. Congratulations, Adam. I'm thrilled things are going so well for you. Okay?
Yes. I suppose so.
Great. Can I go now?
Ruth and David have had a restless night.
Do you want some water?
David, I was trying not to disturb you.
I was awake anyway.
That's my fault.
Water?
Yeah, please.
You had much sleep?
A couple of hours, maybe. What about you?
Not much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you silly. Here you go.
Hang on.
God love it. Are you sure you don't want to see the doctor?
No, no, I'm fine.
It's not improving.
It's just a cough. Oh, there's no point in bothering the doctor.
Still might be best to have it checked out.
Don't make a fuss. Anyway, it's gone now. I just needed a drink. Come on. At least we don't have to get it. Yeah.
I could easily call this surgery.
David.
Get an emergency appointment.
There's no need.
Be better than suffering with it.
No.
Get some antibiotics or something. You can stop worrying about it.
I'm not worried. Oh, already. Oh, well, it was nice while it lasted.
Ruth, you've got to look after yourself.
I'm fine. For heaven's sake, David, it's just a cough.
Eddie! Eddie! Come here! We've got a postcard from Edward.
Morning.
Oh, Joe, have you seen Eddie?
You just missed him.
Oh. Look, Edward's written to us from Hungary.
Yeah, so I heard. What's he got to say?
Let's see. Dear Mum, Dad and Grandad, thank you for my birthday present. Oh, good, it got to him. I'm having an amazing time. The people here are really... Oh, can't read his writing.
See?
People here are really cool, and everything is so cheap. 50p for a beer, Dad.
How much?
I've even been able to save some money. It's good. My contract is almost over now, so I've decided to... Oh, Joe, can you make that out?
Yeah, well, which bit? Yeah.
Looks like trawling.
What is he saying he's coming home?
Travelling. I decided to go travelling soon with some of my friends.
Ah.
Oh. First stop, Budapest. I hope you are all keeping well, love, Ed.
When's he going?
Well, I know, it just says soon. It'll take a while for this car to get here.
Well, he might be there now, then. Budapest, eh?
He could be. I don't know. Oh, Joe, hope he'll be all right. What's he know about travelling?
He don't speak the language, do he?
Did say he had friends with him, but...
Oh, he'll be fine. He's a Grundy. Might even do him a bit of good, Terry, love.
Hmm.
Well, you never know. When he comes back, he might want to settle down like his brother.
Maybe.
Well, any tea in the pot?
No, but the kettle's boiled.
Right, sure.
Oh, Joe? What are you doing with my script?
Eh?
In your app? Oh, you ain't been reading it in the toilet.
Well, I've been learning my lines, haven't I? You looked at this, yeah? Scrooge is in nearly every scene. I'm going to have my work cut out remembering it all.
But Linda ain't giving you the part.
Well, she ain't giving it to no one else, though, is she? And she's not going to neither. I'll show her.
You're determined, aren't you?
Yeah, right, sure are. Casting nasturtiums over my theatrical ability. Don't she remember my bottom? And then she gives the part of old Marley to somebody like Bert Fry. There's no sense to it. Oh, here, somebody at the door. Yeah, it looks like a woman.
Well, make sure your dressing gown's done up proper.
Okay.
Oh, Pat, hello.
Morning, Clary. Sorry to drop in on you so early.
No, no. Long as you don't mind Joe in his dressing gown.
Morning, Pat Archer.
Hi, Joe.
Do you want to come in?
No.
Clary was just about to make a pot of tea.
I can't stop. I'm on my way to pick up some of the casuals. I was just hoping you could do me a favour, Clary.
Of course. Joe, you can make us that cup of tea then, would you?
Eh? Yeah, well, right, you are. Right,
I was wondering if you'd be able to put in a few more hours at the dairy this week.
Don't know. I'm already doing a couple of extra shifts for Sid.
Well, the thing is, we went to see Helen yesterday.
Oh, yes, how is she?
She's okay. In fact, there's a chance she might be able to come home for a visit at the weekend.
Oh, Pat, that's wonderful news.
Oh, yes, we weren't expecting it quite so soon. So, you see, we're trying to get ahead with the jobs on the farm, and Tony's out all day lifting carrots, we've got heifers calving.
And you could do with some extra help.
I'd really like to be able to make up a fresh lot of Borsetshire blue so that Helen won't worry.
Of course.
But honestly, I mean, if you're too busy then...
No, Pat, it's fine, really.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just thrilled to hear Helen's feeling better.
Go on then, Joshy. Be a good boy.
I'll be here to pick you up later.
See ya. Well, it's good to see at least one of them still happy going to school.
Yeah.
Now, let's get you to a doctor.
Johnny, be careful! Don't run!
Hey! Watch out, matey!
You said don't run! I'm sorry, David.
Oh, that's all right. That shouldn't be such a big target.
Hi, Guffy.
Hi. The doctor see you two in the playground? Well...
We're just popping to the doctor's.
Oh, nothing wrong, I hope.
No.
Ruth's got a bit of a cough.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit nasty.
Yeah. So, are you looking forward to meeting my niece?
Mariel? I don't know. I think I'm still reeling from the news Kenton was bringing her back with him.
You found it hard to believe.
I mean, when he phoned to tell me. You know, Kenton, he just makes these announcements and he doesn't give you a moment to think.
Oh, it's because he doesn't think.
David?
Come on, it's typical of my brother. He does have a tendency to just abandon common sense.
Mel must have agreed him to marry her.
She was probably still woozy from the anaesthetic.
He must be enjoying spending some time with his daughter. And I bet Jill and Phil are excited too.
Oh, yeah. The spare bedroom's all ready and waiting.
Do you know when they're due back? He said he'd call me from the airport. His car's there. But... oh, honestly, this whole thing's been so frantic. I haven't a clue what's going on.
Merry Christmas. What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough. And then he says, what reason have you to be dismal? You're rich enough. And then I says, bah, humbug. You hear that, eh, Bartleby? Bah, humbug.
Talking to Bartleby again, Joe.
Oh, Captain Archer. What do you think you're doing sneaking up on folk like that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I wanted to surprise Cathy, but she's not in.
You surprise me.
Mariel. Mariel, this is Joe. Joe, Mariel.
Oh, this your little girl?
Yeah, certainly is. Can I say hello to Joe?
Hello.
How do, Mariel?
Mariel. Joe is a very strange man, Mary.
Hey?
Yeah, he can talk to the animals. Isn't that right, Joe?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, come on, love. Why don't you say hello to Bartleby? Here we go. Yeah, he might say hello back. He doesn't bite, does he, Joe?
Oh, no. He likes having his nose stroked.
Oh, come on, girl. There. Isn't he soft? There.
Oh, we had a long trip.
Anything wild and exciting happened while I've been away? I'm sure I heard a bar humbug on the wind.
Oh, right, yeah.
Linda seconded you into the theatrical ranks, then, has she?
Well, she won't even audition me. Says I don't fit into her overall artistic vision.
You are kidding.
She's discriminatory against Grundy men.
Well, she certainly has an unscrupulous way of casting. Ah, that looks like Cathy now.
Still learning the lines, though. I'll put on my own performance if I has to.
Yeah, good for you, Joe. Right, come on, Scamp. Got to leave the pony.
No.
Yes, come on. You're going to meet Daddy's girlfriend now.
Yeah, you know, if Muriel wants to go for a ride in Bart's wrap sometime, that might be something nice for her to do, eh?
Really? How does that sound, Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go for a ride with Bartleby later in the week, shall we?
Kenton!
Cathy, where have you been? Surprise!
Says here that he should be taken with a meal.
Oh, I wouldn't take any notice of that.
It's written on the label.
Oh, they always say that, though, don't they? May as well get the course started. The sooner you do, the sooner you feel better.
Yeah.
Tap. Down in one end.
Okay.
Fine. I told you there was nothing to worry about.
Let's hope so.
Well, go on. You've dragged me to the doctors and you've watched me take my antibiotics. Go and get some work done. There's cars need dispudding.
I am not going anywhere until you've gone back to bed.
David.
Go on.
I've got loads to do. I need to clear up in here.
I'll do it and I'll fetch the kids and I'll make the tea. What? Don't look at me like that.
The farm.
Bert and Sam will manage. And if you still need rest later in the week, I'm sure Mum will be happy to help.
She can't. She'll have Muriel.
Well, she'll just have to bring her over here. Now, bed, come on. We'll just have to drag you up there too.
All right. I do feel a bit rough.
You hardly slept. Go on. Someone's going to make sure you look after yourself.
Go on, Mary, darling. Go and explore in the garden.
I can't believe how energetic she is.
Isn't she lovely?
And after such a long journey too. I mean, how long were you in the air?
Oh, 20 hours maybe. But we had waits at Singapore and Frankfurt.
Oh, love, you must be shattered.
Yeah, I am. Muriel slept most of the way. Seeing you, though, has re-energised me.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Oh, come here, you. Oh, it's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you here.
Really?
Really. I missed you.
Good. Because I have had a fantastic idea.
Hang on. First things first. Do you want any lunch?
Lunch?
Or is it breakfast? What time are you running on?
Oh, to be honest, I think we'll probably both flake out pretty soon.
Oh, perhaps you ought to get over to Glebe then. Settle Muriel in with your mum and dad.
Actually, I've already been to see them.
Oh?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We've agreed Mary isn't going to stay there.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Well, where are you going to stay then? There's not enough room at your flat.
Well, that's the thing. I thought we could stay with you.
What?
We'll move in here. Yeah, it'll be great. You know, you, me, Jamie and Muriel, all of us living together.
But
we'll be like a proper family.
No, Kenton. Kenton, slow down. What are you talking about?
Well, you see, I was thinking about it on the plane. I don't really want to have to leave Muriel on her own every night while I go back to the flat. Not while she's still only just getting to know me, see?
Yeah, okay.
So I figured out moving in here would be the perfect solution. It'd be fantastic for Muriel and for us.
Well, it might be, yes, but...
No, it is.
If we didn't both have full-time jobs...
No.
No, I don't see how we could manage it.
Jack has agreed for me to go part-time. And when we're both working, Mum's going to look after Muriel. Yeah, it's all arranged.
Yeah, but your Mum's got Muriel's room ready. She's looking forward to having her.
Well, she's okay. There's not a lot of room there anyway.
Kenton, she really doesn't mind.
Why would she? Look, this is a brilliant idea. Muriel will feel secure. I won't be rushing about. And we can spend more time together.
Kenton, I'm not sure.
Don't you think that would be nice, eh?
Well, yes, of course, but...
So what's the problem? Come on, Kathy. All you have to do is say yes.
Jolene's making a quick exit.
Now, I've trot the new guest ale up behind the bar.
Right.
Oh, but I didn't have time to do the board in the snug.
Okay. Do you want your vanity case in the boot and all?
Oh, no, I'll have it in the back of me.
Well, that's it, then.
Oh, and Sid, remember you said you was going to wash the lines out?
Yes, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Now, get on with you. I've got a bar need running.
Oh, like that, is it? I didn't realise you were so eager to get rid of me.
I'm not. But since you're leaving me anyway...
Oh, poor Sid. Come here, you. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2 weeks' time, I'll be back in your arms and looking 10 years younger.
Don't let them go too far. They can leave a few laughter lines.
Those are crow's feet.
They're laughter lines, and I like them. Now, remember, it's still an operation you're having. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, oh, you will.
Oh, yeah. Let me put your case in first.
Yeah, you look after yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and say try to follow for me. Oh, and I hope comprehension goes well for her.
Chorn. You in?
Yeah, yep.
Safe journey. Give me a bell when you get there.
Yeah, will do. Well, here we go.
I hope I recognise my new wife when she gets back.
Well, I don't. See you, darling.
Yeah, bye.
What new wife's that then?
Oh, afternoon, it.
You and Jolene doing a wife swap or something?
Oh, no. It's just private joke. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Doing our cider tonight. You know, with the new club.
Ah, great. Look, I'd better get back inside.
So, where's Jolene off to then?
Oh, well, you remember that aunt of hers I told you about?
Oh, the one who's having a hip fixed.
Jolene's off to visit her for a couple of weeks.
All right. Live far away, does she?
What? Yeah. Well, no, not too far. Well, yeah, fair way, but look, I've got to go. There's nobody on the bar.
Right, catch you later. Steve?
Yes, Eddie?
What do you make of Jamie's new girlfriend?
Aye? Yeah, she's a bit young for him, but it looked like they were getting on together.
Eddie?
Hold up, what are you talking about?
Kenton and his little girl, moving in with your lad.
Into April Cottage? That can't be right.
Oh, they were there last night. Clary said Kathy's had to pull the spare bed out in Jamie's room.
Oh, no. They must have been visiting. Kathy wouldn't have done that without checking with me.
Seems like she has.
No, I'm sorry, Eddie. You must have got it wrong.
Isn't that great? Couldn't believe it when I heard.
So, when did you say the unit was becoming vacant?
January, which is perfect too. Gives me time to get myself ready, and then we just expand nice and easily into next door.
If you're sure you're ready to expand.
Absolutely. The business is going great. It'll be so much easier than moving to an industrial park somewhere else.
Yeah, grab a bucket.
I can get in a full-time butcher, packing staff, someone to do the accounts.
I suppose that'll mean you'll have even less time for jobs like this.
Hey, I'll still be around.
Could have done without the carrots coming up so muddy. Got enough to do without having to wash them, especially like this.
A bit crude, isn't it?
Well, no sense getting a proper washer, though. Most people want the dirt on these days.
Not this much.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, do you want to go and get the cows in? It doesn't take two people to do this.
Oh, well, if you wouldn't mind.
No, go for it.
Oh, thanks. Just want to make sure we've got everything done before your sister visits. Mm. If she visits. Fingers crossed.
I think she'll come.
Oh, well, we'll see. Okay, I'll leave you to it then.
Oh, and Dad, I'm cooking tonight as well.
Are you?
Yeah. I bought some sausages today. The ones that won the Borchester Challenge.
Oh, right.
Thought I'd see what I'm up against.
Great. I'll see you later then.
Well, in that case, I better take these over to Cathy's. And after you went to all that trouble...
Oh, it's only a few old toys.
When you're not feeling well...
I'm not that bad. Do you know if they're over there now?
I think Kendra's gone to Lower Loxley.
He's a hard one to track down, isn't he?
Well, we wondered where he got to yesterday. He came round to say he was going to ask Cathy if they could stay, but then we didn't hear anything else for the rest of the day.
Honestly?
I think he was sleeping off jet lag.
Oh, it took him that long to persuade Cathy.
Maybe. I did think it was a lot to ask.
I'm not sure I would have agreed to it.
Well, you can see his point. He wants to spend as much time with Mariel as he can.
I suppose so.
They'll probably have a lot of fun living in the house together.
So you don't mind that Mariel's not staying here?
No. To be honest, I'm quite relieved not to have to take full responsibility. It would have been a lot to take on. You know, you can see Kenton in her.
Yeah.
The same twinkle in the eye. And so much confidence. When she talks to you, it's like she's known you for years.
She's lovely.
Are you all right, love? Can I get you anything?
No. So, you're pleased Cathy's taken her off your hands, though?
Well, I'm sure I'll have to do my bit. But I've got so much else on. And if you're not very well...
Don't worry about me.
But it means I'll be available.
The antibiotics will start to work soon.
Well, the offer's there.
Thanks.
You know, I wasn't sure when Kenton said he was going to take Mario to stay with Cathy, but it might actually work out for the best.
Oh, they smell good, Tom.
Don't they just?
Yeah. Nice colour, too. Oh, is that all the fat that's come out of them?
Yeah, far too little.
Oh, good lean meat, then. I can see why they're the champion sausage.
Would you stop it? You haven't tasted them yet. There. Get your mouth around that.
Oh, pass us a knife and fork.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, come on. What are they like?
Well, that's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not too chewy, but still firm. and the rosemary isn't overpowering. Well seasoned, too.
Yeah, all right, Gordon Ramsay. Give me a try.
You've got yourself some competition here.
Not bad. Needs a bit more fat for a decent flavour.
Tastes pretty good to me, Tom.
Yeah, it does, but I reckon my spices are more distinctive.
Depends what the judges are looking for.
Cheers.
No, I'm just saying what I think.
No, I reckon I can take this guy. I need to as well if I want to persuade the supermarket to back the expansion.
Shall I serve up the potatoes?
Go on, then.
Right, sir. Oh, have you spoken to Kenton yet about using the calf? He's back in the country, you know.
Yeah, I know. Tried calling him, but there's no answer.
Hey, Lynn.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Sorry to bother you. I just popped in to see Clary, and Pat asked me to pass on a message.
Oh, yeah?
She says she'll be about another half hour. They're just finishing off.
Right. Thanks for letting us know.
Actually, I'm on my way down to our cider pressing. Don't suppose either of you want to come and squeeze some apples, do you?
No, we can't really, Eddie.
No.
It's going to be a good night. All the boys will be there. Have a few beers, tell a few tales.
No, I don't think so.
You sure? I managed to persuade Neil, and he was meant to be putting on the new bell ropes tonight.
That sounds tempting, but
we're just so busy.
Yeah, fair enough. I know you're cracking on. I'll leave you to your dinner.
Thanks.
Hey, them sausages of yours smell good, Tom.
Oh, cheers.
Actually, they're not Tom's. They're the winning sausages from last year's Borchester Challenge.
Spoke in the competition, eh? Mind if I have a taste?
No, go ahead. Do you want a knife and fork?
Oh, yeah, they are tasty. Who did you say made them?
Well...
That's the best banger I've had in ages. No, of course. Kenton moving in with Cathy's nothing at all to do with me.
Well, what then?
Well, it just would have been nice to be consulted. I mean, Meriel's sleeping in the same room as Jamie.
So?
Well, so, it's bound to be disruptive for him. If we'd known earlier, we could have rearranged your operation. And had Jamie over here. Or at least, I'd have been on hand if need be.
Yeah.
And as it is, with you away, I haven't got a moment.
So what did Cathy say when you called her?
Oh, she reckons Jamie's fine. Apparently likes having a little girl around.
Well, there you go, then. Oh, you may as well give it a chance, Sid.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, and if it's a problem, well, I'm sure there'll be a way of sorting it out.
It just irritated me.
I know.
Anyway, what about you? Have you settled in okay?
Oh, Sid, it's lovely. You should see my room, my flowers, my own telly. For a start, they're real nice.
And have they spoken to you about the operation yet?
I've got my final consultation tomorrow morning.
Hello?
And then I go under the knife in the afternoon.
Anyone serving here?
Yeah, just a minute. What was that, love?
I said they operate in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hello?
Yes, Tony, I'm coming. 1 minute.
Well, we might actually get a drink now.
So you could do some help, yeah?
Well, as long as you've got time.
Should have.
I know you're having to juggle things, but even so...
That is fine. You know, I'm always up for helping on the farm as well, especially at the moment.
Yes, thanks, Tom.
Sorry about that, gents. What can I get you?
Pint of Shires, please, Sid.
Tom? Pint of lager, please.
Sure.
Yeah, I should be free by lunchtime. We'll have sent the porkers off to Crowther's by then.
So, how's Helen? I heard you might be coming home soon.
Oh, yes, possibly.
Just for a visit.
We're here for definite on Thursday.
Ah, but she's making progress.
Oh, yeah. She's eating more and... Well, she's having counselling, you know.
Of course, yeah. I don't mean to pry.
Bye, Mike.
It's just, well, I'm sure we're all pleased to hear that she's getting better.
Ooh, what have we got here then? And I thought you two said you were too busy to come out tonight.
It's just a quick pint.
Thought we'd sneak one in before closing.
Well, you'll be kicking yourself when the rest of us are all enjoying our scrumpy.
I expect we'll cope.
All right, Sid.
Within a minute, Eddie.
Hey, have you heard? Sid's getting himself a new missus.
Hey?
And you said, Jolene left this afternoon, and we're going to get some Filipino girl behind the bar.
Told you, Jolene's just gone to see her.
But you refuse to tell me where she lives.
Very fishy.
What's this?
Jolene's aunt, Sona Ripton.
So where she live?
Well, does it matter? That's £4.60, please, Tony.
It only matters because you won't tell us.
Oh, Eddie.
Come on.
She lives in the vicinity of,
Don't you know?
Yeah, Boddington.
And her name?
Stella. Yeah, Auntie Stella.
Stella from Boddington. Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Well, I've never heard Jolene mention her before, Sid.
How old is she?
I'm not sure. 45.
She's 45 and she's having a hiccup.
Oh, of course not. She's 85.
Well, isn't that a bit old?
She's sprightly for her age.
Have you ever met her?
No. Now, look, why is it so important?
Just seems a bit suspicious, that's all. Jolene going off to see an aunt you've never even met.
She's taking care of a relative. What's so strange about that?
It sounds to me like Jolene's properly taking care of someone, and it ain't old Auntie Stella from Boddington.
There are stormy times ahead for Adam.
Oh, hi, Deb.
Where are you off to?
Have a look at the deer.
Haven't you done it yet?
Not yet, no. The day's kind of run away from me.
All right, only asking.
I've got to get it done before life fails.
Fine. Mum was just wondering if you wanted her to leave some dinner in the fridge for you.
Why? Aren't we eating together tonight?
You know we're not. Mum and Dad are going to this, host a roast thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
I did tell you.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
So, do you want anything?
Well, what are you and Alice doing? I could cook for us all, I suppose.
I'll be out.
All right.
And I think Alice has already had something.
Well, in that case, tell Mum not to bother. I'll phone for myself.
Sure.
Yeah, look, I better go. I'll see you.
All right. See you.
Bye. Bar humbug.
Wonderful, David. I could hear the malevolence in your voice. And shall we try another line?
Linda.
For this, I need, overwhelming joy. Your heart is bursting with glee.
I just haven't got the time.
I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy.
Linda, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, David, you do disappoint me. It would have been such a treat to see you as Scrooge with Ruth as your Belle.
Yes, well, it's a shame, but there we are.
Ambridge's very own Burton and Taylor.
Well, aren't I too young to play Scrooge, anyway?
Well, we could age you, put some talc in your hair, give you bushy eyebrows.
It wouldn't really work, would it?
No, you're probably right. Oh, dear, I am finding it hard to fill this part. I thought the amateur thespians amongst us would have jumped at the chance to play such an iconic role.
Is there really no one?
No. I've asked George and Oliver. I thought maybe Alan could do it, but he says he took too much on last year.
Right. Well, with Christmas and everything, I'm not surprised.
I even asked Derek.
He's even younger than me.
Yes, yes, I know. I just happened to bump into him in the shop, talking to Ian. You know, he's always seemed like such a quiet chap, but there they were, nattering away.
If they'd rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Oh, no.
It's enough for a man to understand his own business and not interfere with other people's. Bravo!
I've told you already, Joe, there's no point in your petitioning me in this way.
Humbug, I tell you, humbug. Afternoon, all.
Afternoon. And to what do we owe the pleasure?
Woo, boy, woo.
Joe's brought you a present.
I've got the leftover pulp from your beauty, Stephen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's all in sacks in the back. We had a good press in last night.
You remember your Uncle Dave from this morning, Mary?
Hello, Mariel.
And this is Linda.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Good, and will you?
Yeah, sure.
Joe's been giving us his Scrooge, Linda. Oh, we think he's ever so good.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
You want the part then, Joe?
Joe Grundy is Ebenezer Scrooge.
You know some people are too blind to see it.
I keep telling you, Joe, I'm sorry, but you're not suitable.
Dreadful apparition, why do you trouble me?
Give me strength.
Why do spirits walk the earth, and why do they come to me?
Well, you know the lines, then.
Well, up to the appearance in a second go.
There you go, Linda. Problem solved.
It's not that simple. Joe doesn't possess the dramatic abilities necessary to carry the emotional arc of the role.
You were?
Terror, contrition, good cheer.
Well, you learned that bit.
Come on, Joe. Let's take this pulp under cover, shall we?
All right, I can wait. She'll come begging at me door soon enough.
I doubt that very much.
There's more of grave than gravy about you.
Ah, wrong way round.
I know.
So, who are you going to cast then, Linda?
I'm still proceeding with negotiations.
Yeah. You haven't got anyone, have you?
Gosh, hasn't the wind got up?
But you know, you're going to have to give it to him if you can't find someone else.
Kenton.
What?
You enjoyed appearing in last year's production. I had persuaded you.
Yeah, and once is enough, really.
Hmm.
Oh, no, come on, Linda. I paid my debt to society. You've got to admit it.
All right. I will find somebody, though.
Joe wants the part so much. Go on, don't be a Scrooge.
Yes, very witty.
And Meriel wants him to have it too, don't you, darling?
No. Well, I'm sorry, Meriel, but Joe Grandy simply isn't right. Besides, Scrooge is in almost every scene. It will be awfully hard work.
I'm sorry to drag you out, David. I know it's late.
Oh, don't be daft.
It's just there's absolutely no one here. Mum and Brian are at Grange Farm, and I don't know where Debbie is.
Adam, don't worry about it.
I mean, when did you hear the forecast, anyway? It must have been very sudden.
Oh, around lunchtime on the local news.
Really? I haven't had the radio on.
Well, look, I'm in the parlour, but I can finish the washing through later.
Oh, thanks.
Do you think two of us is going to be enough to get the covers down?
Well, let's hope so. I can't leave it. This wind could rip the polythene clean off. I'm so annoyed. I should have taken them down by now.
Ah, we'll do it. Shall I bring the flux?
Yeah, please. The more light, the better.
Okay, well, give me 10 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
I'll meet you over there.
Sure. I might just give Debbie another try.
See you in a bit, then.
Yeah, bye. Come on, Debs. Pick up, pick up. Where are you?
Hi, this is Debbie Aldridge. I can't take your call right now, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Oh, look at you.
What?
You can't stop smiling. You've just got this big grin all over your face.
Oh, I'm always smiling.
No, I'm not criticising. It must be great for you to be able to spend some time with her.
Well, you've seen her. I've got the best little girl in the world.
She is very sweet.
Hey, you know, this morning, she said I was like a Teletubby.
Is that good?
From a 3-year-old? That's the highest praise you can get.
If you say so.
Oh,
yet in the air now, actually.
Hey, watch it. I'm not that podgy.
You're getting there, mate. No, seriously, though, it's good to see you so happy.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard when you have to take her back.
Oh, sure.
Sorry.
I've spent the last couple of years trying to forget what I've been missing out on. Now that I've got her here...
You're going to enjoy her.
Yeah, I'm going to spoil her rotten. Now, we've already been over to Elizabeth to meet Lily and Freddie. And we've seen the cows at Brookfield.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
And we went for a ride with Bartleby this afternoon.
You're going to run out of local attractions soon.
Well, she hasn't been to one of Dad's organ recitals yet.
Hello.
Oh, hi there, love. How's she going to sleep?
I'm hoping she will soon. She doesn't like the wind, poor love.
Oh, I don't blame her. It is whipping about out there.
Do you want another drink?
Oh, no.
Coffee?
No, I'll leave you to it. I ought to get home before this weather gets any worse.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad to see you've all settled in so well, though. Feels like a really happy house.
Absolutely.
How are you managing, Cathy?
Oh, you know, Meriel's fine. It's just this one I have trouble with.
He's a handful, isn't he?
You know he's still living out of his suitcase.
You're not.
Oh, I've got everything I need.
He's not even told them at the cab when he's going to be back.
Henton.
I'm on holiday. They can manage without me.
Yeah, but you need to arrange with them how you're going to go part-time.
I will pop in tomorrow.
Right, well, I think I'd better go.
Oh, all right.
You don't need to see me out.
No.
Daddy.
Mary, what are you doing there?
I like it.
Oh, what's the matter, sweetheart?
Is it a storm? Hey, come on, come here. Look, a little bit of wind's not going to hurt you.
All right, David?
Yep.
What we've got to do now is pull the quick release tape. That's going to open the loop clips at the end of the tunnel.
Sure.
Hopefully the cover should come down fairly easily then.
It's not going to blow away.
Well, it shouldn't do, no. The holding ropes ought to stay tight.
Okay.
Ready?
Hang on.
Okay, I'm going to pull the tape. Right. Try and loosen the ropes.
Oh, my God, this is horrendous. Okay, it's coming.
Careful, not too much.
Will the polythene pull down now?
All right, maybe a little more slack. Oh, hell, the polythene's come free. Okay, let's just try and pull it down as fast as we can.
It's gonna blow away!
We can clip it if we can get it down to the leg ropes.
No, it's not gonna work. We need someone on the side.
I know. Ah, this is impossible.
Hey, wait a minute, can you hear that?
What?
I think I heard a vehicle.
I can't see, the light's in my eyes.
Look, over there! Whose Land Rover's that?
Okay, now, if we all stay hidden under the duvet, then the wind won't be able to find us. Isn't that right, Cathy?
Yeah.
Yes, duvets are magic like that. Nothing can hurt you when you're under one. Yeah? You okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Good girl. Now, you stay there, and Cathy and I are just going to pop our heads out to make sure the wind hasn't crept in anywhere. You ready, Cathy?
Ready.
Okay, on the count of three.
Yep.
One, two, three.
It was getting hot under there.
You all right down there?
Nice and warm.
I think she's happier now.
Yeah, I think so. And at least Jamie's going to be able to get some sleep now.
Yeah. So it's okay then? Two of us moving in, you're happy?
Well...
You don't sound too sure.
No, I mean... Well, yes. No, I mean...
What?
Kenton.
What?
Well, you did kind of throw this at me. And even though I agreed, I wasn't really sure if it would work out. But now I think it's great. Yeah. Meriel's fitted in. Jamie likes her. It's lovely to have you both here.
I think it's lovely to have us here too. And I think it's going to work out brilliantly. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Hey, down there, stop tickling, you little horror.
You better get back under there.
Stop it, right, that's it.
Hey, watch out, Meriel.
Daddy's coming to get you. Quick, get inside.
Oh, my God. I'm drenched.
Oh, imagine they'd slip on the floor.
Oh, well, that's these trousers ruined.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I think so.
When they dry out?
Well, yeah, they'll dry, but they're not going to fit again.
Sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. At least we got the job done.
Yeah. Oh, might as well have jumped in the swimming pool. I'm so wet.
Poor David. The look on his face when he fell over.
There was a rock. That hurt. Oh, do you want a hot drink?
Oh, yes, please.
Right.
Actually, I might go and have a shower first.
Okay. They'll be ready when you come down.
Ta-ra.
Debbie?
Yeah?
Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, don't mention it.
No, really, though. You're a lifesaver.
What did you think I was going to do when I got your message? Just ignore it?
I know, but you were out. You weren't wearing the right clothes.
Adam, we're a team. Don't worry. I'll find some nasty job for you to do.
I just want you to know I appreciate it.
Oh, forget it, okay? Besides, this is your great strawberry enterprise we're talking about. We can't have anything going wrong with that now, can we?
Kirsty has a shock in store.
Gemma, can you look and see if we need some more pumpkin seeds putting out? Should we put some extra alfalfa? Gemma? Oh, Gemma!
Oh, there you are. Look, can you look at
What's Gemma doing here?
Helen.
Mum told me Gran was working in the shop.
Yeah, she was.
And the display in the window, Kirsty, that's not how I left it.
No,
I mean, what's going on?
Helen.
You shouldn't change things while I'm not here.
Okay.
It's still my shop and I deserve to be told.
All right, calm down, please. Nothing's changing without you.
But I can...
Gemma's taken over from your Gran, that's all. And the display in the window, well... I'm sure Pat and Tony told you about that.
Well, I don't...
We did one for the Cheese Awards at Blenheim. And now it's a promotion of seasonal veg.
Oh. Well, maybe, but...
Everything's just ticking along until you get back, okay? Now, what are you doing here? Helen, did the clinic know you've come?
I'm not going back there.
What?
I'm not going back. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's ridiculous. They're doing me no good. Well, I'm at Wellborough, I'm letting everyone else down.
Letting who down?
I'd be more use here running the shop. I can take care of myself.
Oh, Helen, no.
But they don't need it, Kirsty.
Helen, listen to me. Do they know you've left?
I thought I could stay with you.
What a night, though. I thought the caravan was going to blow over.
Yeah, I bet.
And the rain. It was coming in horizontal. Neil said it was like being under enemy fire.
Oh, hang on, Susan. Is that one sealed properly?
Oh, sorry. He wasn't very happy this morning either. Did his best to cover the new brickwork, but water still got in.
Oh dear.
Just left terrible stains. Mortar all down the walls.
Oh dear.
They even splashed back off the scaffolding boards.
It'll come off though, won't it?
Well, after a lot of scrubbing.
Well, at least nothing's ruined.
No, I suppose not. Just slows things down though, and well, we need to get the walls finished before the winter weather sets in.
Hmm.
Could really do with another pair of hands.
Why don't you have a go?
Oh, to a brittle, are you?
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't think so. It's a skilled job. I wouldn't be very good.
Fair dues.
Besides, I haven't the time. Might be starting at Jack's Cat next week.
Really?
I'm hoping so. Emma's still got to check with Kenton, but he's got to find someone to fill in for him while he's got his kitty.
Actually, I need to speak to him about the Borchester sausage trail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I still don't know if I can use the calf.
Hey, Tom. That'd be good if I'm working there while that's on. I'd be like your representative.
Yeah. Actually, Susan, are you going to be all right for a moment? Mm-hmm. I might just give Kenton a quick call now while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Wait, we'll off. No, you carry on, Emma.
But Kenton...
Look, I'm only dropping in to get some things from the flat.
But I need to talk to you.
Look, I'll be invisible. Treat me as though I'm not here.
But you are here, and I need to know what your plans are for next week.
Oh, I'm going part-time. Didn't Jack tell you?
Yeah, I know that, but we need to sort out who's going to cover you.
Well, can't that cute girl downstairs carry on?
Nadine?
Yeah.
No, she finishes on Saturday.
Oh, God, that's a shame.
But my mum can do it.
Oh, great. Well, there we are then. That's sorted. Well, I'll have to bring Mary in next week, see you all.
Wait, Kenton, I need you to tell me what else you can do.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Ah, Kenton, reached you at last. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty darn fine. What about you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Look, I was just wondering if anyone had mentioned the Borchester Trail to you.
Borchester Trail, no?
Well, basically, it's a sausage competition that's being held in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, right.
And I was hoping to use the calf as a venue.
Did he? Oh, that's
I've right. already cleared it with Jack. Hello, Kenton?
Oh, sorry, Tom. Emma was just filling me in. She says Jack's giving you the go-ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, no problem, then. That sounds brilliant. We'll have a sausage festival.
Terrific. In that case, there's just a few things I need to discuss with you.
Yeah, I've already cleared it with Frank.
Oh, hang on, Tom. Yeah, okay, well, why don't you talk to him? Tom,
yeah?
I'm going to put Emma on. She seems to know more about it than me.
Okay.
No, you're the manager.
Oh, come on.
Hiya, Tom.
Hi, are you all right? Sounds a bit mad over there.
It's fine. So, this sausage thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all...
Kenton, where are you going?
Will it be all right for me to come over tomorrow and put some posters up?
Yeah, it should be fine.
And...
Kenton!
What about staff?
Where are you going?
Should I run my side of things separately? Emma?
Sorry, Tom.
Look, is this a bad time?
No.
I can call back later if you want. Oh, hang on a minute. I've got someone on the other line. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a bell this afternoon.
Yeah, that might be best.
All right, then. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hello?
Hi, Tom, it's me.
Oh, hiya.
Tom, listen, it's Helen.
What? Are they going to let her come home?
Oh, no, she's here.
What?
In the shop. She's left the clinic.
What do you mean she's left?
Oh, she walked out. I phoned them, it's all right. They know that she's safe and all that, but look, can you come over? I'm going to take her back to my place.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of...
Please, Tom.
Yeah, of course. I'll be over as soon as I can.
No milk, thanks.
Okay. There you go.
Tom, do you think the shop will be all right? You could have left me in the back while you carried on.
Oh, don't be daft.
Does Gemma know what she's doing?
Yes, don't worry. Anya will be along soon anyway.
Right. I'm sorry, though. I shouldn't have turned up like that.
Oh, it's fine.
It's just I couldn't go home. Mum and Dad would have made me go back.
Honestly, I understand. So tell me what happened.
When?
This morning, when you walked out.
Oh, I don't know. Nothing, really.
Something must have made you want to leave.
Well?
Yeah.
There's this girl. I can't even think of her name now. She only got admitted yesterday. Oh, you should see her, Kirsty. She looks about 12 and she's so thin. Her skin is grey. You can see the bones underneath.
Is that right?
It's awful. She sat next to me at breakfast and she started running butter through her hair.
Butter?
So she wouldn't have to...
Eat it? Oh, my gosh.
And they caught her, of course. You can't get with anything there. And they made her sit there while they rebuttered her toast and made her eat it. It just took forever watching this poor little thing nibble at her toast. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. As soon as we were allowed to leave, I went to my room, packed my bag and left.
Well, did nobody try to stop you?
I don't remember. I mean, it's ridiculous anyway. I shouldn't be in there. These girls are much worse than me.
Helen,
I mean, why should
not.
I be getting help? I don't deserve it.
Helen, you got just as much right to treatment.
Anyway, look after myself. I'm an adult. I can sort my own problems out.
Right.
You don't need those people telling me what to do.
Hello?
And then I got this.
Is anyone home?
We're in here, Tom.
They've moved into the cottage, haven't they?
Helen?
Haven't they, Kirsty?
Are you okay?
They're living in our home.
Helen?
Emma and Will. They sent Helen a get well card.
I mean, why should they be living there? Well, I'm locked away in that place.
But you always knew Emma and Will were moving.
I just want my old life back. I want it back. I can't bear it.
Oh,
it's got taken away from me.
Come here.
Sometimes I just lie in bed and I can't open my eyes because I don't want to see where I am.
No, oh, Helen, shh.
I don't want to look at anyone. I'm not like those girls, I'm not. I can't be.
Helen, you're very ill.
But you can get better.
Look, I know I shouldn't have left the clinic. I know that. I couldn't stand it anymore.
But you've got to try.
Look, Tom, she doesn't have to go back if she doesn't want to.
No, but...
Oh, God, I've let you all down, haven't I?
No.
Of course not.
But we need you to be strong. And that means not giving up on the clinic, if you can.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look, let's not worry about that for a while. We can talk it through later. If we want or not. We'll watch TV or a film or something. Just relax, yeah?
Yeah.
There's no rush. We can decide what to do later.
Emma, listen. They must have got the new Bell Ropes on. Your dad's been wanting to get that done all week.
Why?
He'll have to take those spare ones back to Ollerton now.
So you can't do Mondays or Thursdays?
Oh, no.
And you'd rather not work mornings either?
Well, only because Betty's got her chickens.
I'm sure I could have a word, though.
No, it's all right. Got another pen. This one's run out.
Oh, yeah, there should be one here. Is there not one by the till?
No. Oh, your dad popped in on his way to the church. He's got Jazza to help him with the bricklaying.
Jazza?
Oh, here we are.
Does Dad know what he's in for?
He says he's not too bad. Jazza's worked on a few building sites, you know.
Yeah, and how many has he got thrown off?
I know. But you know what he told me?
What?
Well, you probably know this already, but apparently he's going travelling round Europe.
Oh, yeah, Will told me.
I bet he's not impressed.
I don't think he really cares. Still pretty angry. Probably best Ed does stay away.
Oh, it's such a shame when brothers fall out like that.
Right, better be off. Last of the furniture arrived today.
Oh, lovely.
And I'll confirm these hours with Kenton.
Is that okay? I mean, I know they're pretty limited.
That's fine. He'll just have to fit in around you.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, us two working together.
Here we are.
Now remember, you don't have to go in if you don't want to. You can sit here for as long as you like.
I'm not sure.
It's okay, sis.
I think I can do it.
Come on. Deep breaths.
Oh, God.
You're all right. That's it.
Listen, you've got this far. And you said it yourself. What are you going to do if you don't go back?
I know.
This is the only way you're going to get better.
What do you think they'll say if I do go in?
Hey, I'm sure you're not the first person who's done a runner. I bet they've had patients tunnel out before now.
Yeah.
They sounded really nice about it on the phone.
Come on, Helen, you can do this. You've got to. Think how upset Mum and Dad will be if you give up now.
Just let me think for a moment.
You've got to do it for yourself, though, Helen. There's no point otherwise.
Okay.
Are you going in?
Yeah. Will you come inside with me?
Of course we will.
Of course.
Thank you.
And you never know. You might still be able to come home at the weekend.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
You sure you're ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Come on then. Let's do it.
It's Fallon's big night.
Well, hello there, Missy.
What do you reckon?
You look choicey, I'll tell you that. What do you want me to do with this speaker?
Ask the J-man.
Who? Fallon.
The guy in the basketball shirt.
Okie dokie. Fallon.
Hi, Sid.
Did you take the float for the till?
Yes, I did.
Ah, yeah, good. And how's it going? You all set?
I think so. We'll probably kick off in about half an hour. I'm really nervous.
Oh, you'll be fine. Oh, your mum phoned, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She wishes you the best of luck for tonight.
Oh, how is she?
Doing well, I think. Her face is still swollen, but she says the pain's not as bad as it was yesterday. She certainly sounded more like herself. Who's this we're talking about? Oh, your great auntie Stella, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Stella.
Stella?
No. Don't you know what your own auntie's called? It's definitely Stella, Fallon.
Well, yeah, but a lot of us call her Stella because that's what she used to call herself as a child.
Did she?
Yeah, because she couldn't say Stella.
Oh, right. So Stella's like a nickname then?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
I'll leave you to it.
Sure.
If you get a chance, Fallon, I could do with a hand downstairs.
Oh, okay.
I reckon it's a kind thing your ma's doing.
Do you?
Not many people would put themselves out like that.
Well, you know, Stella hasn't got anyone else and she's got no money. No one else was going to look after her. So what are your plans for tomorrow?
Oh, just keep going, I suppose. The tractor needs some maintenance and there's paperwork to do.
Right.
I figure we may as well carry on as we are. At least then when Helen does come home for a visit, we'll still be on top of things.
Whenever that may be.
Yeah. Right, what wine would you like?
I'm not sure what I'm eating yet. Oh, Tony, I was so looking forward to seeing Helen tomorrow.
And we'll see her at the clinic.
Yeah, but to have her home, it would have been such a big step.
Yeah, I know it would.
She was doing so well.
Well, they did warn us it wouldn't be easy. No quick fixes. Mm. And at least Tom managed to persuade her to go back.
I'm so glad he did.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
If she turned her back on it now...
Oh, but she didn't. That's what's so great about it.
Why can't she get it into her head that this is for her own good?
No, Pat. Tom and Kirsty were brilliant. They didn't bully her back in there. It was her choice, didn't you see?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
I think it's a milestone past, not a disaster. Now, have you decided yet?
You're having the lamb, aren't you?
Yep.
I'll have the same.
Red wine?
Yeah, only a glass, then.
All right. I might have another beer, then.
Hello, you two. Oh, hi, Jill. Kenton.
Evening.
Hello. And, this must be little Meriel.
Certainly is.
Hello, Meriel.
Hello.
So how are you both?
Off you go, Jamie. See if you can find Jill and Kenton.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Jamie.
Okay, Sid?
Yes, okay. Seems fine.
He's completely fine.
And he wants to be sure he was told. Meriel's not been disturbing him too much.
No, not really.
Oh, so she has.
Oh, Sid, she's as good as gold. And Jamie seems to enjoy looking after her. They get on really well.
That's good.
There's nothing for you to worry about.
All right. I still wish you'd told me sooner.
I didn't know myself until the last minute, did I?
You can understand why I was a bit taken aback then.
Evening, Sid.
Yes, I'm sorry. Now can I go to my table?
Sure. Hi, Tony.
Evening, Cathy.
Hiya.
Sid.
Yeah, hang on, Tony. I'll be with you in a second.
I am sorry, Pat. You must be so worried.
Oh, we are. But, as Tony said, she went back and it was her choice. We always knew it wasn't going to be easy.
No.
It feels to me that she really wants to try and she's got the willpower. I know she has.
That's certainly true.
Mum, Mary wants a drink. Can I get you anything?
I'll have a tomato juice, please.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Pat. Where's Mary?
She's at the table with Jamie.
Oh, this is nice. You all coming out for dinner together.
So, do you want a drink?
Is Phil coming?
No, he's at Brookfield. Ruth's still not very well and David's out.
Oh, I'll have a white wine. Still not shifted back
okay.
off.
I'll be back in a minute.
No, not yet.
Dear. What about you, Cathy? How's it all going?
Oh, it's great. It's going really well, isn't it, Joe?
Hmm. Meriel's managing, okay?
Yeah, she's a little treasure. She had been a bit grouchy today, bless her. I think the novelty of being here started to wear off.
Yeah, but you phoned Mel this morning. That seemed to cheer her up.
For a while.
How is Mel? Is she convalescing okay?
I think so. She's worried about Meriel. But no, apart from that, it all seems to be going according to schedule.
Sorry about that, Tony.
Oh, no problem. Pint of Shires and a glass of house red, please.
Coming up.
Busy night not to have Jolene around.
Don't need to tell me.
Now, how's her aunt? She had the operation yet?
Yes. She had it yesterday.
And it went all right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Hello, folks.
With you, Nick Kenton.
Well, Jolene must be relieved. 85's a dangerous age to be having a general anaesthetic.
What's this?
Jolene's aunt. She's had a hip replacement.
Oh, right.
Fallon! Here's your point, Tony.
Yeah, Sid, what is it?
You couldn't take Kenton's order, could you?
Well, no, sorry, we're about to start upstairs.
Please! I just need to get some more wine.
Yeah, but...
You can see I'll run off her feet. Won't be long.
Sid, what...
Wow, someone's looking glamorous tonight.
Is
this your comprehensive thing?
Comprehension, yeah. It's global funk, eclectic breaks, that sort of thing.
You okay?
Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit on edge. What can I get you?
I've a pint of lager and a white wine spritzer, please.
Right.
And tomato juice, cola, and a cherry pop.
Okay.
Sid was just saying that the operation went well.
Yeah, her face is a bit swollen, especially around the eyes, but I think she's all right.
Her eyes? Why would her eyes be swollen?
Oh, you mean Aunt Cilla? Stella?
Never heard of a hip operation doing that.
No, but, well, she had bad eyes as well. Cataracts. They kind of did it all at once.
Oh, she has been in the wars.
Yeah. There's your lager, Kenton. So,
hey, Sid?
Yes, Tony?
Auntie Stella sounds in a fair old state. Cataracts as well as a bad hip?
Cataracts?
Yeah, she had them removed at the same time as they did her hip.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
So, how's she been managing, not being able to see or walk? She's not in care, is she?
No, but she's got a live-in nurse.
Oh, no, they've started.
A live-in nurse, eh?
Sorry, Sid, I'm going to have to go.
Well, she must have a bit stashed away.
Yeah, she must have.
I've done Kenton's lager.
Hold on, fella.
No, I've got to get up to the bar.
Fallon!
Yeah, we're just saying, Sid, Janet's arm must be pretty well off.
What's that?
To be able to afford a private nurse.
Oh, yes. I guess she's worth a few pennies.
Oh, dear. Someone's not very happy.
What's that?
Don't turn round. It's Meriel. She's knocked her ice cream across the table.
Ah.
Jill did say she's been acting up today.
Can I get anything else for you both?
Oh, Sid, No, I don't think so.
No, that was very good.
Just the bill, please.
Gosh. If you don't mind setting up... Okay.
Oh, sorry, Sid. It's all got a bit much for her.
But I thought you said...
Yeah, I know. She's tired, that's all. I'll sort the table out. Muriel, wait, love. We're just going to get cleaned up in the toilet.
Where's Kenton?
Oh, he's gone upstairs. It's okay. Jill's looking after Jamie.
Yeah, but Kathy...
Looks like she's got her hands full with that one.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, I knew this would happen.
Well, she's bound to have a few tantrums. She won't know whether she's coming or going at the moment.
I'm enjoying it. It's a good vibe, isn't there?
No, it's all right.
Jay's playing some seriously top tunes.
Well, to be honest, it's not really my thing.
What about you, Kenton? You look like you're having a good time.
Well, yeah, I'm getting down with it. You know, some of this music's sweet.
What are you talking about, Mash?
I'm serious.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have to play some Slipknot or some Napalm Death. That is sweet.
Look, I'm going to go down and get some more Bex.
Sure.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, catch you later.
So, Kenton... You really like this stuff, eh?
Yeah, it's cool. So the view's not bad either.
You're not wrong there.
These all Fallon's girlfriends?
Some are. I think some are with the DJs.
All right. Hey, Jess, I tell you, Fallon's not looking half bad tonight, is she? You should get in there, mate.
Get off, will you, man?
Look, someone is going if you don't.
I think I'll go downstairs as well. I reckon the fruit machine's going to pay out soon.
All right. I just think Fallon might be paying out soon, too.
Oh, you're being sick now.
No. I mean this aunt of hers.
Be on about...
Yeah, no, apparently she's loaded. She's worth a mint, so Sid says. A big house, private star, you know?
No. Fallon said she had no money. She's just a little old lady.
I'm only reporting what I heard.
You're serious?
Yeah, look, Sid has told me that the old girl is sitting on a fortune. Aunt Stella is a goldmine. And who knows where Fallon might be in her will.
That must be going all right if you've run out already.
Yeah, it's going really well.
Just sign there, Tony.
Right, great.
You must have about 50 people in so far.
Oh, that's great. Pleased that all your hard work's paid off.
Cheers. Muriel! Muriel, come back here!
No!
Kathy, what's going on now?
Sorry, Sid. Excuse me, Tony.
Yeah, don't worry.
Mary, come out from under that stool, please.
No!
Kathy, if you can't control her, maybe you shouldn't have brought her in here.
It's the first time she's been like this. Well, we're going home soon. I'm just waiting for Kenton.
Is he still upstairs?
Yeah, just left him. Shall I go and fetch him?
Yeah, I think you'd better.
In the meantime, maybe you'd better take her outside.
Yes, okay. Meriel, that's it. Come on.
It's probably just all the people and the noise scaring her.
It's a good girl. She's not normally like this.
All right, just
get her out of here.
Yeah, okay. Well, someone tell Jill where I am.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll go and get Kenton.
Yeah, Fallon, what's this about your auntie being a millionaire?
What?
Kenton says she's rolling in it.
He must be winding you up.
Well, you didn't exactly say millionaire, did you, Sid?
No, but she's got a bit of money.
Fallon told me she was broke. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, the thing is...
You know, there's something very strange about this aunt.
She did have money, but...
It's all gone.
She spent it on
gambling.
Nurses.
What?
Yeah, nurses and gambling. She frittered it all away.
I got my map.
I know you do, darling. But we're going home soon, and Daddy will read your story. And when you wake up, you'll be able to speak to Mummy on the phone. How does that sound?
Kathy!
Oh, there you are. Where have you been?
You know where I've been. I've been having a chat with Jezza. You all right, Munchkin?
I've had to leave Jamie inside with your mum.
Why? What's happened?
Well, what do you think? You shouldn't disappear like that.
Mary, love, I was only upstairs.
Well, she's tired. She misses her mum.
Yeah, well, Daddy's here now. Let's get you home. Now, I want a big smile first, though. Tell you what, you give me a smile, I'll put you on my shoulders.
Kenton.
There it is.
Just remember, this is all new to her.
I know. Come on, let me come.
You can't just expect her to handle everything.
Kathy, she's fine. There, you see, you're all right, aren't you, Moo? You like being with Daddy.
Oh, honestly.
Who needs Mummy now, eh? Who needs Mummy?
The Otters was written by Tim Stimson, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.